listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello. Welcome back to Pet Life Radio. It's Animal Party, and I'm your host, Deb Wolf. And with me today is Stacy Mantle from Pets Weekly Magazine. But this time, she's not coming to us from Arizona. No, she's on the doggy trail. She's traveling the world, checking it out for us. And she's going to tell us what's going on over there at Bark World. Welcome to the show, Stacy.
Well, thanks for having me again, Deborah. It's great to be back.
So where exactly are you? What are you doing that all us dog lovers wish we were doing this weekend?
We are here in Atlanta, Georgia, and we are at Bark World, which has been just a great, it's like a giant dog party. You wouldn't believe all the dogs that are here. Dogs and people, they have a doggy daycare here at the Westin Buckhead, which is really neat to see. They're all out on the patio with this great view and have all these special dog sitters, so it's been a lot of fun.
Wow. Oh, I'd like to see that. Nice. Is there always a doggy daycare at that hotel, or is it just for this weekend?
I think it's just for this weekend, but they're a dog-friendly hotel, so all of the Westins are. I believe all of the Westins are.
Nice.
And so they have all kinds of dog services and little treats for them and doggy beds and water bowls and all kinds of fun. So these guys are living the high life out here, let me tell you.
You know, last night I was watching TV, one of those shows, it's called Tabitha's Takeover, and she just happened to take over a doggy daycare that was run badly, and the animals were peeing everywhere, and nobody was cleaning it up, and it was just horrible, and I could hardly watch. It was making me so angry and sick, and I was just like, oh, Tabitha, get in there, girl. The thing that bothered me the most was they were walking around with these water spray bottles. And this woman, she had no talent with dogs. She was petting one dog, and another dog was jealous, so it was yapping at her, so she was just spraying it with the water. And all the dogs were becoming afraid of water and afraid of the bathtub. And
Oh, no.
So when you go to a doggy daycare, you need to make sure it smells good. Now, I know that's hard for them. It's hard for me out here at Camp Good Dog, because dogs mark and they pee on things. But that means you don't have soft covered things. You're smart about what you pick to furnish, and you keep it clean. And every single time a dog has an accident somewhere it shouldn't, it's cleaned up. But so I hope they're doing that at the Westin. I bet they are. I bet they have the most beautiful doggy daycare.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And Atlanta Dog Spa is the one who is sponsoring this free of charge to all the attendees. So it's been really, really good to see everybody. They have gift bags for all the dogs, and they get all kinds of little treats, and I mean, I've never seen happier dogs than the dogs that are out there in doggy daycare right now. They're just having a blast.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so cool. So you were telling me you have this huge suitcase now of all the freebies. It's like Halloween to you, trick-or-treating with no costume on.
It is. We have so much swag. You know, we have Petco sponsoring, Bear, Alcott. They've got Flexi, IMs, Yukonuba, Dogster, Catsters here. Natural Balance is here. My sponsor is Quaker Pet. They're the ones who sent me out here. Thank you to them. They've got a whole bunch of stuff for people, and it's just so much fun. You know, we're just having a really good time meeting people. Tag Tractors out here.
I'm not so familiar with Quaker Pet. What have they got? Tell me about Quaker Pet.
Quaker Pet has a many lines of pet products. They run the Codongo, and they have Super Cat, which is a line of catnip and just like papers and beds and everything that will like encourage your cat to get involved with toys and play and sleep. And it's really a neat line of products that's coming out. They also have the really unique toys that are, they have a chew guard. So any of the dog toys that they try to, you know, you give it to your dog and they've destroyed it in 20 minutes. Well, Quaker Pet is so confident in their chew guard, they will replace the toy for you at no charge. That is a really neat product line.
Let's stop right there, because there are lots of people listening to the show right now who have one of these dogs, where you know he needs to chew. That's why he destroys everything you give him. And yet, what are you going to do? He's going to eat it in 2 minutes. He's going to maybe ingest it, or maybe destroy it, and if there's some kind of squeaky inside it or some kind of sharp edge, you may end up with a vet bill. So you've got this dog that needs to chew, and maybe you go to the butcher and buy big, giant bones, but, you know, your dog's kind of bored of that, right? He wants some variety, just like every other dog. Okay.
Absolutely.
Go for Quaker Pet. See if your dog, in fact, can get through their indestructible toy, because if he does, they're just going to replace it. No loss to you, but I bet you.
And, you know, these do have, you know, these are part of the Zombies toys that we're giving away on Pets Weekly this week, where you can win an entire set of all 8 zombie toys, and that's part of the chew guard as well, and they all have squeakies in them, they all have little crinkly, like, it sounds like plastic, but I'm not sure exactly what it is, I need to check, but it has that, you know how they like to chew on water bottles? It's got some of that in there, so it really keeps them active, and it does. It takes them forever to get through anything, and when they do, or if they do, they'll replace it for you. So, I mean, it's a really, really great line of products. If you're going to invest in dog toys, invest in Quaker Pets. They have some really neat things.
Okay, now I'm going to call you out on air here, Stacey. Last time we were on air, you promised to send me some of those zombies. And I don't see them here. They didn't get here.
That was just last week. That was only last week. You gotta give me time to ship. They're on the way, though. I've already got the order in. I've already told them. That day I got it in. So
I really prefer, I like to talk on air about stuff I've actually tried, you know, and I would love to test this out. I got some candidates here. Standard poodles aren't really considered tough dogs. People probably don't realize how strong their jaws are. Standard poodles are actually one of the strongest jaws in the retriever world, if not the strongest, because they're made to hold, in cold water, ducks that may not be so dead without injuring them. So if you think about when you're wrestling, if you have to hold someone without hurting them, it's a lot harder than just pinning them if you don't care. And that's the kind of thing a good retriever has to do. Hold that dinner for the owner without damaging it one bit. But hold it when it's trying to get away with powerful wings and beak and claws. And so, I would like to test this on some of my standard poodles. I definitely would. Okay, so we've got a lot more to cover with Stacey. She's our eyes and ears at Bark World here for Pet Life Radio. And we'll be back to hear about what's surprising her. I'm Deb Wolf. Stay tuned. Right now, we'll be talking with Pets Weekly editor. What surprises her about what she sees at Bark World this year?
Don't go anywhere, because the best is yet to come. Stick around.
Petco. Where the pets go. Petco. Where the pets go.
Pet Life Radio has tail wagging, fur flying, fabulous deals for our listeners from Petco. Get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off the entire Petco site.
That's right.
But that's not all.
Because you're a Pet Life Radio listener, you'll also get free shipping on your order of $49 or more. $6 off, up to 40% off,
and free shipping
from Pet Life Radio and Petco. To get these awesome deals, go to PetcoDeals.com. That's PetcoDeals.com.
Petco, where the pets go.
I'm not much of a reader, but I do wish I were more well-read.
There are so many great books coming out. I wish I could find a way to keep up.
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well-informed and catch up on your reading simply by listening. Audiobooks from Audible turn downtime into uptime. You'll be more productive and become well-read.
Now I'm able to catch up on all the great books I've been wanting to read.
With Audible, I feel smarter.
Pet Life Radio listeners, try Audible.com now and get your first 30 days of Audible Listener Gold Membership Plan free. And get a free audiobook. Choose from over 100,000 titles. To get this great deal, go to audibledeals.com. That's audibledeals.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
You're inside the VIP room
with the hottest party in town.
Back to the party.
Let's go.
Hello, you're back on Animal Party at Pet Life Radio. And we've got Stacey Mantle from Pets Weekly. Stacey Weekly from Pets Mantle. That sounds crazy, Stacey. We've got Stacey Mantle from Pets Weekly coming to us from the show in Atlanta, Georgia, Bark World. And she's going to tell us, so Stacey, what surprises you? What's the weird stuff this year?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, Barkworld is really devoted to the bloggers that write about pets and specifically dogs, but they also have a meow world going on here too, which is kind of a little microcosm of Barkworld, but it's a lot of fun having the cat bloggers here as well. So what we're seeing is a lot of great information for bloggers and writers who talk about animals. So that's going to be something I think you'll see a lot more of in the web industry and online, where there's a really high quality of content coming out from all these bloggers because they're attending these events and learning so much about, you know, what products are out there, what is going to help people, what is going to help their animals. And, you know, I'll get back to Tag because, of course, you know, they're one of my favorites. And they just came out with a new activity tracking on their pets. So that's a lot of fun because now you can tell how much exercise your pet is getting in a day without being there. You can kind of tell where they're headed in the house, how they're handling it, what, you know, if they're moving around a lot, if they need more food, more walking, less walking. And they're assigned a certain score, and that will help you determine how much activity they're actually doing while you're at work. So that's kind of a neat thing. I really like that in the Tag Tracker.
To be a wake-up call for all the people who think, oh, well, my dog exercises himself in the yard when I'm at work. They're going to find out, no, he sits on his butt sleeping till you get home. Dogs.
Exactly.
If they don't have something to chase or some game going, they're not going to play by themselves in a backyard. They're just not.
Exactly.
You need another dog or a bird or something that activates their prey instinct or a person playing catch. So sometimes it's even worth it if you've got a hyper dog and you're leaving him all day. Get a neighbor kid who loves your dog to come visit. Just make sure they're good with the latches and locks and nothing's left open and introduce them, meet them a few times first, but your dog will totally love this and so will the kid. And, you know, for not much money, maybe not even any money, but for a little bit of money, little pocket change, you can have your dog totally happy and your neighbor happy. And then you've got some backup for when you have a late night or you can't get home. There's this kid with the key that's willing to come walk your dog. So I think that's a really good way. I think people have to consider their animals as part of the neighborhood a little more. And, you know, there's so many kids. I remember this. Actually, there's a new movie out right now, and the director of the movie is Sarah Polley, and it's about her life story. Sarah Polley grew up on my street, and when she was a little girl, she's quite a bit younger than me, she had no dog, never had a dog. And she used to come over to our house and borrow our standard poodles. And I remember that. I remember her walking our dogs. I totally remember this. So I'm going to go see the movie and see if that bit's in there. But, you know, I think there's lots of people out there, kids, who wish they had a dog. They're the ones who follow you around when you're walking the dog. They're the ones who ask you, hey, mister, can I pet your dog? They always seem to show up at walk the dog time. Reach out to these kids. It's worth it.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Tag Tracker will help you with the activity tracking, decide if you need somebody to come over and walk your dog more often or if you need to spend more time walking your dog at night, you know, and how to adjust their food if they're, you know, sometimes when the dog picks up weight, it's a lot harder to get that weight off. It's easier to prevent it from getting even heavier in the first place. So, you know, if you know how much your pet's playing, you can kind of monitor the diet, monitor the activity levels. And it's a really fun way to handle things. You can also update your Facebook account and your Twitter and everything from your Tag Tracker, so your pet kind of sends you messages saying, hey, I'm lazing around. It's just a lot of fun, you know. Well, I think that's going to be a really big thing. You know, we've got the ASPCA out here, so we've got some really great rescues. I've been talking with them. We had one lady that did 15 dog rescues in 15 minutes. And she was the recipient of the Chase Community Grant and was able to rescue a lot more dogs as a result of that. And she has a video out. It's gotten over a million hits. Really neatly.
15 dogs in 15 minutes. That's amazing.
15 dogs, yeah. And she has a puppy cam up, and I need to grab her name so that you have it. If you go to YouTube and click 15 dogs in 15 days, you'll find it right there. And that'll give you all the information you need for this organization. They're a really great group.
Well, I almost had to call and cancel this radio show. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do this because my standard poodle was supposed to deliver last night. And when she didn't, I thought, okay, she's going to do it right when we're on air. But no, she ate her breakfast this morning. She's acting like she can wait another day. So we're good to
go.
Oh,
good.
But very, very soon, when you look on Facebook under Camp Good Dog, you'll be able to see the newborn standard poodle puppies that are almost here.
Yay.
And right now, if you want to see other puppies, a month ago we had a litter of golden doodles born. So they are just starting to eat. They're so clumsy. They fall in their food. They fall on each other. They get so excited they start shaking when the food comes out. I mean, they're just so funny. They're like little potatoes. And, they're just gorgeous. So if you want to see how cute they are, go to Facebook Camp Good Dog. It's always free. And also, whenever I'm talking and you hear me say things like, you know, we could train the dog, like I was talking about Tabitha's takeover, and I was saying, you know, here these dogs are getting sprayed for barking when they could be, I didn't say this, but they could be just teaching them to be quiet and praising them for being quiet. And they could also, with the peen problem they have, at one point, Tabitha, the expert, is asking the terrible kennel owner or doggy daycare owner, she's asking her, you know, why are they peeing everywhere, and why don't you get these specially designed pee mats or create a pee area, and then the dogs will use it, and then you can clean it and design it that way. And the woman said, hey, you can't expect me. How could I train? I can't train all those dogs to pee in one place. Do you expect me to train all those dogs to pee in one place? And the guy that they brought in, who's the expert from the Good Doggy Daycare, said, yes, absolutely. So if you're ever listening and you hear me say something like that and you're thinking, well, how would I train my dog to pee in one place indoors? How would I train my little Yorkie to use a litter box? Or how would I train my big dog even to use this special thing I've set up on the patio for when I'm going through surgery or for when I can't walk him? You know, if you're ever wondering and you hear me give a training tip, send me your question, because I love it. I'd love to get you talking on the show. I'd love to read your emails. Come sit, stay, heal, games, find the car, find the kid, anything at all you want, anything to do with dogs, and even cats. You know, if your cat isn't using the litter box or your cat's just somehow a pain, it doesn't have to be that way. We can fix this. Your cat is being a pain to get your attention because you want something changed, like a different kind of litter, a different kind of box, a different location. There's all kinds of things. So I just want to encourage everybody, if training problems come up, training advice comes up, you can check out my 10 free clips on YouTube under Deborah Wolf, and there's links from Pet Life Radio. But also, you can just ask me. I'd love to get your problems. Okay, so Stacey, let's go back to what's going on there. Tell me a little bit more about Quaker Pet, because, you know, a lot of times I find people buy toys for cats, and they sort of toss the toy at the cat, and they walk away, and that's never going to work. Never going to work unless the toy is a half-dead mouse that's still moving. Not going to work. So what has Quaker Pet got that keeps the people and the cat working together, playing together, having a good time? How does this go? Or do they have something for the cat when the person's too busy? How do they got this handled so the cat stays active?
Well, the nice thing with Quaker Pet is they own the Super Cat line of pet toys, which is catnip-infused beds and catnip-infused toys, and they have really interactive, they really have studied the cat, and they understand the different types of personalities for different toys. So they spent a lot of time on that, really developing it and doing a great job with it. It's so many toys that I can hardly even mention them all, and they all have different purposes. So it's just so much fun to see it and see the catnip infusion, which is brand new on the market. Well, pretty new on the market, but they're one of the ones that have perfected the process. So I really like their product lines, and of course, you know, as we said, I like all of their stuff. They just have some really neat lines of toys. And right now, you know, I just got out of a cooking demonstration. I don't know if I mentioned this. The Honest Kitchen and Amy Burkert from Go Pet Friendly and Kim Kuhn have been doing, they're part of the Pet Food Network Superstars, and they are creating new hors d'oeuvres and different kinds of pet products that you can make at home, pet foods that you can make at home. And these guys are going crazy over these things. So really fun, neat things in the food part of the industry. They've got, you know, the Bark Tenders Guide. Have you heard of that Bark Tenders Guide?
Yeah.
The owner of that is Elizabeth Dodwell. She's a mixologist. And she created the Bartender's Guide. And basically she just takes everybody on a journey through kind of bar life from a dog's perspective and how to make cocktails for dogs. I mean, not alcoholic cocktails, obviously, but more like tuna infusion for your cats and deconfusion for your dog. So she's got a big presentation coming up. I'm really looking forward to.
I could see it with the yoghurt and stuff and the veggies and the fruit. I could see these.
Absolutely.
That's very extreme for how you feed your dog. But maybe your cat would be a little more reluctant unless it's got that tuna infusion, salmon infusion. I find my cats prefer meat over seafood. Like if I offer them canned food, their choice is not to the ocean, which I think is interesting. I think it's interesting that cats would even like things from the ocean when they originate in the desert. You know, it's kind of a strange
thing
that we think of them as fish eaters. But then again, there are some cats who evolved to live on boats, you know, and so you can see how they would. But and then, of course, the rats on the boats, which is probably the big draw for them. But you know, you're talking about catnip, and I want to tell people, if your cat doesn't like catnip, doesn't get high off it, doesn't roll in it, doesn't eat it, doesn't get all excited, it's not because he's too hung up, okay? You don't need to, like, send him to yoga. Your cat is genetically either going to react or not react. And there's nothing he can do. He can't get more mellow or chill out. He's just not, if it doesn't work on him, it doesn't work on him. He'll still probably like it. And he might like other herbs too, like mint and lavender, but it won't have that intoxicating effect on him. I get a lot of questions about catnip. People think that maybe it's dangerous. It can be dangerous for very, very young kittens. So you don't want to expose them to too much of it or have them sort of jump into a bag of it, that kind of thing. But, and especially the bag itself is probably more dangerous. But mostly, adult cats, after 6 months or older, they will get a reaction from catnip. The vast majority of them will. And they will get as stoned as they can handle, and then it won't affect them anymore for a few hours. So they don't actually, you know, overdose in the way we think of with hard drugs. It's a very light, light drug for them. And, and then it will affect them again when they're ready to have it affect them again. So I've had cats fall asleep in a catnip patch and they're fine, you know, and then they wake up and they're revived and then they go back in there or they stay in there and it starts all over again. It can give them a bit of the zoomy kind of personality at first, a little runaround attack thing, and then they crash usually. But you definitely can tell that they're seeing things that aren't there. It's really funny to watch, and they get a lot of exercise and a lot of enjoyment out of it. So I think that these toys are infused with it is not a bad thing at all. You know, it's a good thing. It's something they would be able to find in nature, and they would find it. My catnip patch has a lot of visitors, I must say.
Yeah, you know, and I have, you know, I think it's I need to check the stat, but I think it's around 70% of cats that can and do react to catnip. And, you know, there's always that 30% or so that, just, like you're saying, they just don't. The younger cats especially, generally cats don't have a reaction to it at all until they're about 6 months, as you mentioned. And so it just kind of depends on the animal. And, you know, it's not that they can't get enjoyment from a catnip-infused toy. Because the nice thing with Quaker pets is they have other options available in addition to the catnip. It's not solely focused on the catnip, although this particular line is very focused on it. But it has feathers. It has, you know, little bells. It has light-up toys. It has different interactive shapes, things that they can get involved with. They have smart cat toys, which are fun for the cats, you know. So it really, you know, it's a different toy for each personality, and I think once you explore them and find them, you're going to have some happy felines in your house, which is always a good thing, right?
Well, most cats are bored, and they're really, you know, discouraged by the fact that we hardly ever talk to them. A lot of times we don't even teach them their names or any commands at all. So they only know a few ways to get our attention, meowing, which they wouldn't normally do, except they think we're so stupid. It's the only way they can reach us, and rubbing against us, and going where we don't want them. These are sort of a gentle, sweet cat that doesn't want to attack you. This is the way he'll get your attention. Jump on the counter, jump on your book, jump on whatever. Always in your inbox, never in your outbox, always in the way. That's because you're not, you know, that's because you're not connecting with him. You don't come home and blink your eyes and hold them shut and open them again and let him do the same back to you. That's a cat greeting. Greet your cat. Come on, people.
Right.
And then say hi to him and let him come over and stroke him a little when you come in and when you leave. I mean, well, definitely when you come in. And, you know, that there's something to be said for picking a time of day that you stick with and saying to yourself, you know what? When I run my bath every night, I'm going to brush my cat. Every night, same time, same place. You'd be surprised how quickly your cat decides that he likes that and he's up there waiting for you. You know, they like this kind of thing. They want to be treated a little more like the way we treat our dogs. I think we all too often treat cats like paintings or furniture, and they're not. They're really not. They're as bright as dogs are. There's no reason you can't train them and talk to them. And I'm not saying dominate them, not at all, because I don't train dogs that way. I'm saying just teach them some stuff and watch how quickly they show you what they know. They love to shake paw. They love to come when called. They love to high five. If you teach them that when you point at something and they go to that thing, they'll get a treat or a cuddle, you'll have a cat who will go anywhere. Now you've got a cat who can do obstacle courses. Or if you teach them to follow a toy, like one of these toys from Quaker Pet, you can put it through things, like a tunnel. Or if you don't want to buy a tunnel, just set up some boxes. I mean, you could do this really simply around your house. Like, your kids will love this. Teach your cat to follow a toy, and now he can do obstacle courses and agility. And if you don't believe me, then just Google cat agility. You'll be amazed at what you see. So, Stacey, we're going to come back one more time, Pet Life Radio, and finish up talking about this. And we're also going to talk a little bit more about what's going on with Pets Weekly right now. So stay tuned, everybody. It's Deb Wolf, and I've got Stacey Mantle from Pets Weekly coming to us from Bark World. Our eyes and ears there. Woof, woof. All right, stay tuned, everybody. We'll hear some more from Pet Life Radio.
Don't leave this party before it's over, because the best is yet to come. Only losers leave the party early anyway. Party on. Back in a few.
Introducing the new Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection, exclusively at PetSmart. I created it for the pets that rock your world.
Shop the Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection and celebrate PetSmart's 25th anniversary with up to 25% off thousands of items on the PetSmart site. Plus free shipping on orders of $49 or more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com. That's PetSmartDeal.com. PetSmartDeal.com.
Dyson.
The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radial root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. To order your Dyson Animal Vac, go to DysonDeals.com. DysonDeals.com to order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Dyson, music to your ears.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
You're inside the VIP room.
With the hottest party in town.
Back to the party.
Let's go.
Hello. We're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. And I'm your host, Deb Wolf. And we've got Stacey Mantle. Welcome back, Stacey. So, what do you got for us at Pets Weekly now?
Well, at Pets Weekly, we've got all kinds of things going on, as usual. We've got cat stuff, dog stuff, critter stuff, horse stuff, you know, all that fun stuff. But one of the things we're doing is a big giveaway of zombie pet toys right now. And it's super easy to enter. It's a simple, there's several ways you can do it, and you can enter every day. You'll win an entire line of the Quaker Pet zombie pet toy line. We've also got some other things going on with pet disaster training, pet CPR. We've got some doggy yoga, which we always talk about. And that's actually going on every day here at Bark World. They have doggy yoga stretching every morning.
Oh, wow. What are do the people do it with the dog, or do they just stand there beside the dog?
Oh, no, they do it with the dog. It's a, you know, mutual team building. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, the dogs love it. It relaxes everybody. It's a great start for the morning. And, yeah, there's some really fun pets out there doing it.
You know, I used to MC at this SPCA walkathon. And part of the thing was a 5K run for those who could do it, or a 2K walk, cycle, whatever, you know, for kids and dogs.
and it was a big fundraiser. But before it started, we used to warm everybody up, and I remember they would have these very good-looking women in very tight outfits come from the local gym and get everybody warmed up. But the dogs never got warmed up. I used to sit there thinking, you know, we should be doing something for the dogs here, people. And that would have been perfect. Yoga for dogs. I like it. You know, yoga, some of the yoga positions anyway, were inspired by cats. And the same for martial arts. Because when cats fight, they're the ultimate warriors. And their flexibility, they have more bones than we do. They have expandable spines. They can actually make their spine longer or shorter by willfully deciding to increase the gas that's between the joints. I mean, they're incredible animals. They're nothing like us. And so the way they stretch, you know, some of the poses are even called downward dog, or, you know, there's a cat pose in there. But a lot of stretching and activity we could model after cats. We'd be healthier, I think. Even just their sleep to work ratio is pretty enviable, I gotta say.
I'll take 20 hours of sleep a day. I'm not sure I could handle that, actually. I think I'm far too active for that. I do envy any animal that can do it and get away with it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just talking, when you said sleep, it just hit on something. It's kind of off topic, but not really. This year, I have this running trail I go through, and I take my standard poodle, Noodle the poodle, who's got more energy than I do, and we do 5K, sometimes we do 10K, but we have this particular trail we go through. And last year, at one point in the winter, there's this tree with a sort of mound at the bottom of it. It doesn't look like very much different than any of the other trees. The mound doesn't even look that significant, really. But last year, at one point, Noodle the Poodle was kind of sniffing around this and acting all weird. And I realized sticking out of the mound of the tree was the gigantic, and I mean gigantic, enormous paw of a sleeping black bear. No kidding.
Wow.
And all winter long, I would jog by this and sort of look for the, you know, I'd put him on leash way ahead, and I'd look for that paw because I didn't want him to be awake or mama to be awake. I was still hoping, is it sleeping? Okay, we can run by because they sleep really, really, really heavy. But I'm just waiting now. It's starting to get darker, and the rain's coming, and I'm thinking, I wonder if I'm going to see that that hand stretching out the hibernation hole again. It was creepy, man.
I couldn't imagine. We have them down in Arizona, but you don't see them too often.
You know what? We see bears all the time where I live. I live in the rainforest. It's about an hour outside of Vancouver, which is a huge city. But here in Canada, even an hour outside of most cities, you can get into pretty thick wilderness. And across the street from me, it's all just forest and rivers. And, you know, like it's just basically wilderness for a long, long, long time. I went on GPS on the Google Earth and I tracked it. And I couldn't find any civilization. It just goes straight north. There's nothing. So there's bears, there's coyotes, there's mountain lions, there's all kinds of wild birds, owls, hawks, and even just driving to school, my kids will see this stuff. So sometimes people will say to me, oh, you live close to the school, why don't you let your kids walk? Because there's bears, coyotes, mountain lions, cougars. Are you kidding me? Like, come on, my daughter's 7. Well, she's no magic.
Right.
A bear? I mean, really. But it is beautiful here. And maybe this year I'll get a picture of that paw sticking out. It always made me very nervous. But anyway.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. So we're going to get back to Pets Weekly. What else can they find on there? I want people to know that it's not just stuff to buy. When you go on Pets Weekly, there's jokes, there's quotes. It's very kid-friendly. You can let your kids go on there and not worry they're going to find something naughty. It's not naughty. It's all clean, right?
It's clean. It's not depressing. You're going to meet, you know, any rescue stories that you're going to read on there all have happy endings, so you kind of know that going into it. And it's some really fun stuff and hopefully some inspired stuff that people will like, you know. You know, right now with Hurricane Sandy hitting the west or south coast, southeastern coast, is that how they say it? You know, it's really scary, that storm coming in. And one of the things we're really big on at Pets Weekly is disaster preparedness and making sure that you and your pet are taken care of and prepared for anything that comes up. And, you know, they're doing some pet CPR demonstrations here at Bark World, and I think it's just stuff that you need to know and things that you need to learn to make sure that you and your pet are safe during these times. You know,
that's
so I really encourage people to do that.
There's some great pet first aid courses out there. I'm one of them. In just a couple of weekends, you can learn to be an instructor, you know, and then run your own courses, have your own job even. But you're helping people keep their pets safe. You know, when they get a bloody wound or an open gash, what do you do? What if you're the one in the dog park and people are freaking out? You want to be able to help, right? And, you know, I had one situation like that that was terribly scary. My dog was so injured. It was years and years and years ago. I was a dog walker. It was my own personal dog. And he stepped on a bottle that was in a ditch full of water, so he couldn't see. He stepped on a broken bottle, and it went right into his foot, and it was just gushing, and I couldn't get it to stop, and ended up carrying the 75-pound dog in my arms and running with him. I still have the sore shoulder to this day from where I did that. But lucky for me, there was a vet right there at a Starbucks. And he came out. He happened to be a large animal vet, and his truck was parked there. And he said, put the dog on the table. I didn't even know who he was, but I did what I was told because I was so scared. And he pulled this toolbox out, and he had everything there. He stitched the dog up right there in front of me. I held his head. Amazing.
Wow. But
you don't really get well. I was lucky. He recognized me. That's how that happened. At the time, I was on TV all the time and in the paper. And you know, but it doesn't usually happen like that. Most of the time,
exactly.
You're in trouble. You're in big trouble, and you got to get to a clinic, and they're not open, and you're stressed. It would be much easier if you had the first aid down, so out of habit, you could stop the bleeding and get it stable and call the vet, and all of it just went into automatic pilot. And that's what these pet first aid courses teach you how to do. There's some great ones out there. They're offered all over North America, and once you've had them, or if you want to go a different route, you can get in touch with Noah's Wish. If you're the kind of person who wants an adventure and you have the ability to just take off and go to a disaster with a little bit of notice, you pack 3 days' worth of your food and what you need, and you're going to be a pet rescuer. They'll send you into places like Katrina, and you know, you'll be doing these mobile mass units, and they'll train you up. So contact Noah's Wish. Check that out. I wrote an article for AOL Palm Nation on it. And if you want to just Google it, you can find out all about Noah's Wish. But they're always looking for volunteers, and they have courses running all over North America. So I know Mark, our producer here, was telling us it's not so bad in Florida yet. The weather is okay, windy, but okay. Everybody should have kennels and crates for all their dogs and cats. Because when you get into an emergency like that, you want to take them with you. And even if your dog's really well-trained and loves everybody, he should be in a kennel or a crate. You don't know where he's going to go. He can't go there if he doesn't have his own kennel or crate. They may be short, right? And you need food for everybody. You need water for everybody. You need medicine and prescriptions and ID. And make sure you have all your vaccine certificates. You don't want to get into a situation where your dog can't cross a border you need to cross because you don't have the tag that says he got what he needed. So have everything all at the ready, just in case, especially if a disaster is headed your way or you're in that area. And food and water is key. Make sure you're able to take your pet with you. The other thing is, you should be training your pets to like your neighbors a little bit. Because if you get a call at work that you can't go home, your area's on fire or flood watch or whatever, and your neighbor offers, she says, I'm getting out of here and I'm taking my dogs. Do you want me to grab your cat? You want your cat to know her and go with her. And you want that crate to be somewhere she can find it, not in storage closet somewhere else on a different location. So think about this stuff ahead of time. And I think really think about community when it comes to taking care of your pets, because they're locked in all day when you're not there. And we need to have a rescue plan that works. Stacey, what else do you want to leave people with? Because we've only got a little more time today with talking about pets and covering Bark World. So something about Pets Weekly or Bark World you want to tell people?
Well, there's so much to tell everybody. We've got so many cool things going on here. So, let's talk about pet food delivery really quick. Did you know that you can have all your pet food delivered to your house for like $5? That's it. I'm not sure the exact charge, but Chewy.com is one of the sponsors, and they do some amazing stuff. They have almost everything in stock, from, you know, the premium to the not as premium brands, and they'll deliver it straight to your door.
You know what, though? When I'm thinking about it, I have a friend who recently had back surgery, and he has a golden retriever. And one of the biggest problems for him was he had to buy the tiny little bags of food because he couldn't lift the big bags for like 10
minutes. Right.
For him, getting a giant bag delivered, that $5 is going to be saved right there. It's not even...
Well, most of us use that in gas and time easily to drive over to the pet store. And like you, I live out in the country a little bit. And, you know, it's an effort to go to the pet store to have to go do all this stuff. If I can just have UPS bring it out to me, I'm a happy camper, especially if it saves me, you know, gas is $5 a gallon or better right now. So I'm going to burn a lot more of that than I would just having it delivered. So great, great service for people that might need it or homebound or can't get out as often, and highly recommend Mr. Chewy.
Did you hear about the Down syndrome kid just last week? Did you hear about that?
No.
I think it was in Alabama. Pretty sure. He got lost overnight, missing, you know, everybody thinking the absolute worst, and his dogs kept him warm all night long. His dogs were with him.
Oh, my gosh.
Kept him warm all night long. And when I Googled the story, I got another story from New South Wales in Australia from about 2 weeks earlier. Same exact deal. Kid disappeared.
Wow.
Kid can't find the couple of puppies that disappeared with him. Kid goes off into the bush where there's God knows what, snakes, crocodiles, like seriously, you know. And
wow.
Problem, both kids were cold. Yeah. Both kids were okay, fine, no problem. Amazing.
Wow.
You know.
I love those stories.
People can find you at PetsWeekly.com, right, Stacy?
Absolutely.
And I guess we should let you go back to Bark World.
Yeah, well, thank you for doing that.
It's been great talking to you. Thanks again, Stacy, and we'll have you back at Pet Life Radio in a couple of months, maybe before Christmas. How about that?
That'll work.
Okay, take care then. And everybody, from Deb Wolf, be good to your animals.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.